boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit CSB1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
This is Emily Sheely of Burgett Insurance. Farm ownership is a huge investment. Protect your investment with the right insurance policy. I proudly represent Buckeye Insurance Group, a company that has been insuring farms since 1879. Together, we can make sure you have coverage that meets your needs. Buckeye Insurance Group and Burgett Insurance working together to protect you.
Today's national anthem is brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Service Center in Millersburg.
Attention Knights Nation, this is Noah Clark with Clark Fowler Electric. As a proud sponsor of West Holmes Sports from T-ball all the way through high school, Clark Fowler Electric Motors and Supplies is on top of the game. With almost three decades as the area's leading provider in parts, repairs, and service, Clark Fowler is a team that you can count on. If you've had a breakdown, we'll get you back up and running and get you back into the game. Visit ClarkFowlerElectric.com for more details and information and all your electric motor needs. Go Knights!
Wayne Door, we are your trusted partner in helping you build your dream home with quality technicians who pay attention to every detail so you won't have to pay costly future repairs. At Wayne Door, we only install high-quality products to protect your family for generations to come. We have your whole house covered with garage doors, windows, and more. So choose the team at Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973. Visit WayneDoor.com for a free quote today.
Buckeye Career Center Adult Education can help you discover your passion and prepare for your future. In addition to our 9 full-time adult programs and endless part-time and career enhancement courses, we also offer the Adult Diploma Program for free. ADP is open to Ohio residents 20 or older who would like to obtain a high school diploma, career technical certificate, and industry-recognized credential. Eligible programs include auto tech, nail tech, phlebotomy, STNA, firefighter, and welding. Call 330-339-2288. To register.
Grady Monagold will toe the rubber for the Hawks to start this ball game. Grady making his third appearance all starts. He's worked 12 and a third innings, giving up 4 runs, 3 earned on 9 hits. He has a 170 ERA. He has struck out 11 and walked 4. So when he toes the rubber, he'll deliver today's first pitch, brought to you by MRV Siding Supply, where they have top-quality products like Provia siding, decorative siding, windows and doors, Provia manufactured stone, and accessories on County Road 624 in Millersburg, or call 800-524-7436. Jake Seidel and John Monagold with you for this ball game. And if Mother Nature could decide what temperature it's going to be and just stick with it for a week, I think we'd all appreciate it. We had the windows open, and the chilly air made me shut the one in front of me.
Yeah, it's... You know, stick around. It'll change.
Parker Kraft to lead things off here as Monagold kicks and fires. And today's first pitch is called a ball, and we are underway at 5:20. So a 1-0 count. Kraft batting 317 on the season for the Indians as he bats left-handed. The 1-0 is swung on and fouled back. Now 1-1 the count.
Yeah, it's another nice non-conference game that we get to play here, having Northwest come down from Canal Fulton.
Of course, Northwest playing out of the Principal's Athletic Conference now, sitting about middle of the pack as the 1-1 is swung on, bounced in through the hole at second base, and he'll be on with a leadoff single to finish that thought. They're playing a very tough conference. You look what Triway and Hillsdale have been able to do this season, and they've stuck right with them.
Yeah, and, you know...
Triway and Tuslaw, not Hillsdale.
Yeah, sometimes it looks at the competition that you're playing, and sometimes your record can be a little bit deceiving, but, you know, they play some good teams.
That'll bring up Brandon Miller, the shortstop. That's right-handed as the first pitch to him is swung on, lifted high in the air. Shallow center field. Koblenz will come in and make the catch, and there's one gone.
Kind of looks like the breeze is blowing in a little bit. That ball died. But, again, you know, number seven out there in center field doesn't let too many balls drop.
That brings up Aiden Robinson, the first baseman. He'll bat right-handed. Robinson wearing number 99 today, batting 340. You don't see a lot of guys bring out their double nines in high school ball.
Like to see it.
Monagold comes set. Here's his pitch. Outside for ball 1-1-0. Danny Hostetler behind the plate. Griffin Monagold at first. Caden Candle at second. Caden Koblenz at short. Logan Yoder's at third. Cade Beachy's in left field. Colin Koblenz in center. And Mike Miller, the right fielder.
Decent lead at first base. Got to keep an eye on the runner here.
It's the 1-0. That one swung on and fouled off. Now 1-1 the count. Highland in their red tops with white numerals on the back and white piping. Got Hawks across the front, white pants, a white ball cap with a red bill. Northwest also in their red tops with a block font Indians across the front, white numerals on the front and back, but they have gray pants to differentiate themselves as here comes the 1-1. Swing and miss on an off-speed pitch now, 1-2.
Yeah, nice curveball. He started it outside. It broke off the plate, and, you know, he's got pretty good size in the box here, so you imagine he's got some pop in his bat, so trying to stay away from that power.
Monagold comes set. Here comes the 1-2 offering. Swung on and missed because he might have swung at ball two there, but it's the first strikeout for Monagold.
Yeah, and that was a good spot to put that pitch. There's not much he could do with it, and was close enough and enticed the swing.
That'll bring up the pitcher and designated hitter in Xander Roncoglione. Say that 10 times fast.
Is there a Caglione, or I don't know, but never heard of Ron Caglione.
It's the first pitch to him downstairs from 0-1-1-0. Well, he's doing the pitching duties, and he can stay in as DH, and they're going to call Monagold for a balk. I think he's asking why.
I think he had the ball in his glove, and then he took it out of the glove. You got to one or the other.
That is the, I believe, the first balk called this season on Monagold, second as for the team. It'll put a runner in scoring position with two down as the pitch. It's up high now, 2-0 the count.
Yeah, once you take that rubber, if you have the ball in your glove, you can't pull it out of your glove.
So two balls, no strikes. Monagold comes set. Runner feints at second. Now here's the 2-0. Swung on and missed now, 2-1. Tonight's player of the game is presented by the Buckeye Deli and the Patio, where great food meets great times. From delicious pizza and bar snacks to milkshakes and cold drinks, they've got it at the Buckeye Deli and the Patio.
So he is the player DH, right?
He is.
Don't see that used very often.
Runs outside, now 3-1. Yeah, that's something I think I've seen it in the college game a few times. I'm surprised we don't see it more in high school with just how good these pitchers usually are at batting at the high school level.
And in high school, usually your better athletes are pitchers.
As that one is swung on and missed, and that'll run the count full. Of course, you can do that now in the majors as well, since Shohei Ohtani came up.
Yep. When you're paying money, you want to see him hit.
Exactly. Here's the payoff. Outside for ball four, so a two-out walk will put runners on first and second for Landon Stanich-Heron.
Yeah, two outs here. Just execute your pitches and let your defense work.
Stanich-Heron batting 238 on the season. Bats right-handed, righty-righty matchup. Two down, two on here. Top of the first inning from Lehman Field. He'll swing and miss at the first pitch he sees, 0-1.
Yeah, and, you know, looking at Northwest stats, their team batting average is below 250, so you want to be aggressive and attack these hitters.
As Monagold comes set, here's the 1-2. Swung on, shot towards short. Koblenz Fields takes it to the bag at second, and that will retire the side. So fielder's choice will end the inning. No runs on a hit, no errors, two left. We move to the bottom of the first inning. No score between Highland and Northwest here on WKLM.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Xander Ronconglione will take the mound for the Indians in this one. He is making his fifth appearance and fourth start. He's worked 12 innings with an 0-2 record. He's given up 13 runs, all earned on 17 hits, walked 9, struck out 10. He's hit 2 batters, and he comes into this ball game. Well, if I can find it, they've hidden the ERA. There it is, a 7.58 ERA. On the season for him.
But he's got a great baseball name.
Yes, he does. Mike Miller will lead things off here for the Hawks. The right fielder offers out a pitch and will miss it, trying to lay down a bunt there to lead things off, and it's an 0-1 count.
Yeah, he started out of the box a little bit too soon there, tried to drag bunt, surprise him a little bit, but it's nice to see Mike back in the lineup.
Batting 438 on the season as he'll swing at that curveball, high chopper towards second. Stanich-Heron can't make the play.
E4.
So an error there will put Mike Miller on. And that improves his on-base percentage. Came in 353.
Yeah, and, you know, since early in the season, we had some of them cold games, and usually it takes your hitters a little while to catch up to the pitching.
So that's another slowly chopped ball to second. This time, Stanich-Heron will field it cleanly, and there's one gone as Colin Koblenz goes down, but he does move the runner.
You know, you get some sunshine, you get some nicer weather, and those hitters start feeling a lot better standing in the box and swinging a bat. You know, your hand's not going to sting every time you miss hit a ball.
That'll bring up Caden Koblenz at short today. Caden batting 329 on the season. Ronconglione checks on the runner at second, now fires inside for ball 1-1-0. Koblenz second in the team in runs batted in. He has 16. Of course, his brother has 18 to lead the team. So here comes the 1-0. Inside again, now 2-0 the count.
Yeah, I like this approach here. Get your pitch, look for one pitch in one spot, and do some damage.
Koblenz also second on the team in doubles. He has 5. Danny Hostetler has 8. That one must have been a little bit low. Now 3-0 the count.
You know, most kids, you might give them a take sign here, but with Caden, if he can get one pitch in one spot, you know, it can be 2-0 here. So I imagine he'll have a green light.
The 3-0 downstairs for ball 4, and a one-out walk will put Caden Koblenz on and put runners on first and second for the pitcher in Grady Monagold, who's batting .396 on the season, 3 homers, 4 doubles. He's driven in 22. So I'll correct myself there. I was looking at the run scored column on that last one, not the RBI column.
Well, it was.
So that first pitch is down low.
That just means you got a lot of guys on base in front of you.
Yes, it does. So a team-high 22 RBI for Monagold this season. It's a 1-0 down low now, 2-0 the count.
He's struggling finding the strike zone. Make him zone up here. Don't help him out. Do any favors.
On the wind, looks like it's trying to shift from blowing from center to right. It's a 2-0. There's a strike. Corner at the letters, and now 2-1 the count. Landon Martin's the catcher. He completes the battery. Aiden Robinson at first. Landon Stanich-Heron at second. Brandon Miller at short. Josh Smith at third. As here comes the 2-1 offering. Swung on and missed. Now 2-2 the count.
Yeah, he was out in front of that breaking ball.
Owen Thomas is in left field. Parker Kraft in center. And Sean Ritchie is the right fielder for Northwest. So a 2-2 count, runners on first and second, one gone here in the bottom of the first inning. Ron Conglione comes set and fires well outside. I think that ball slipped out of his hand, and it'll run the count full.
Yeah, that one definitely floated on him, came out the side.
So now a full count here to Monagold. So Ron Conglione comes set, the payoff. Called strike 3 on the outside corner. Monagold was about to toss the bat towards the third base dugout, and now there's 2 gone.
Yeah, that's too close to take there. You got to foul that off and get another pitch to hit.
That'll bring up Danny Hostetler, the catcher, who is batting .521 on this season. He's had a great year at the plate. He's knocked the cover off a couple balls. And
yes, he has.
He's just done a great job improving his swing this season. So 2 down, 2 on here. Ron Conglione rocks and fires. It's chopped and fouled. Out of play on the right-hand side, 0-1.
You had that leadoff guy on base, and then you got another base runner here. You want to take advantage of this early in the game.
So Ron Conglione takes a look in. Now comes set. Here's the 0-1. Takes another look at second. That one's outside. Now 1-1 the count. Beltway Paving Company is well-known asphalt and paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964. Specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating for your next paving project, call Melway. It's a 1-1.
Runners
down low,
gets advance.
Away, and the runners advance on the pass ball, because you don't want to call that one a wild pitch. This catcher should have had it.
Yeah, that ball should have at least been blocked, went right between his legs. You know, Danny's done a great job all year driving those runs in.
You can call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. It's the pitch. That one swung on, a rocket into right field. It'll hop in front of the right fielder, Ritchie. Scoring, there's going to be Miller. Koblenz right behind him. And that'll give the Hawks a 2-0 advantage on the 2 RBI single from Danny Hostetler.
And he just continues to do the same thing every game, and that's hit. Hits, plays great defense, has a good arm, calls pitches. I don't know if you have a team MVP, but, man, he puts in a lot of time, a lot of work, and he's had a great season.
Brings up Logan Yoder. He's batting .421 on the season. The first pitch to him is swung on and fouled off 0-1. I don't think this is something we've talked about enough. I'm doing some math here. 10 players on this Hawks roster hitting 300 or better.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So Ron Coglione comes set. Now here's the 0-1. Curveball caught the inside corner. Now 0-2 the count here to Yoder.
And it seems like it's kind of hard to sit on a pitch right now because he's a little bit inconsistent. One curveball he threw way outside.
The 0-2. Back Jordan with the curveball, and that'll be strike three.
Yeah, he started that one at his hip, and it broke right over the middle of the plate.
But two runs come across on one hit, one error in the inning, and one is left, and we move to the top of the second inning. Hawks lead it 2-0 here on WKLM.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
It's a 2-0 count to Josh Smith as he took the first pitch high and tight and the second one down low. Now the 2-0 swung on, chopped at the dish and foul. Now 2-1 the count. Smith on the season batting 192. As he bats right-handed. Righty-righty matchup here.
Like I said, like keep pounding that strike zone.
So 2-1, swung on and missed, got him with the off speed, and he was way out in front.
Yeah, that was a really nice curveball right there. Good sharp break to it, nice tight spin.
So 2-2, swung on and missed again, that same pitch, and it got him to swing ahead of it twice. Second strikeout for Monagold will bring up Sean Ritchie, the right fielder. Richie batting 237 will climb in right-handed. Righty-righty matchup. As Monagold kicks and fires. Bounced in there for ball 1-1-0.
And Danny, you know, nobody on base, and he's still dropping and blocking.
Richie sporting what looks to be a mullet under his helmet there.
A little bit.
It's a 1-0. As that one swung on, chopped. It'll be a foul ball. After it hops off the chalk and fielded by Logan Yoder at third, we'll do it now at 1-1. Still amazed that the mullet somehow made a comeback. And
my own children have some wild hair, so I can't really say much. You mentioned something about going to get a haircut, and it's like you're speaking a different language.
Well, it's been harder for me. I found out my barber closed recently, so I had to find a new barber. Is the 1-1. Curveball in there for strike two.
Well, hey, Richie Mast, I believe his brother's a barber, so there you go. He can hook you up.
So keep that in mind. Here's the 1-2. That one swung on, lifted in the air, center field. Koblenz has a beat on it, and he's underneath it to make the catch, and there's two gone. That'll bring up Owen Thomas, the left fielder. Thomas comes into this ball game batting 167. And remember, if you get into a collision, make your first call to Finish Line Auto Body, where they have experts in collision repair, and they've helped up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call at 674-1483. Righty-righty matchup. Monagle kicks and fires as that one is swung on. Sky-high pop behind the dish. Hostetler underneath it makes the catch as he's moving forward, and that will retire the side.
Yeah, that wind kept pushing it over towards that first base dugout, and he did a good job getting underneath it. Tough play for a catcher.
So no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. We move to the bottom of the second inning. It's a 2-0 Hawks lead here on WKLM.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, and the comforts of home are all gone. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. And now, for a limited time, get a free, complete 7-year warranty with purchase. That's a $735 value, absolutely free. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Don't miss out on the free 7-year warranty, so call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Griffin Monagle to lead things off here in the bottom half of the second inning. The first pitch to him is down low from all 1-1-0. Monagle this season in limited action, 1-4-7. He has scored twice and driven in a run. Getting a chance to get some playing time in today as the 1-0's bounced in there now, 2-0 the count. I think we might have had a defensive change in the outfield. We'll have to check, but the infield is still as advertised. But I saw the umpire looking at his notepad as that one's bounced in there now, 3-0 the count.
Yeah, I noticed the coach came out when they were hitting there. I don't know if he made a switch at that point or what happened there.
So I'll have to check there. Ron Coglione fires. There's a strike out of the letters. Now 3-1 the count.
Yeah, those first three pitches bounced in front of the plate. Good job making throw a strike.
It's the 3-1. That one swung on. That will drop a fair ball and head towards the corner. Monagle hits first. He's on his way to second. Here's the throw. It's going to be cut off. And Monagle in there with a leadoff double. And that is his first extra base hit of the season.
Yeah, put a good swing on that inside fastball. Put a charge in it. Got it right on the line, it looked like.
It looked like it was just inside the line by about an inch, and that's a great way to get yourself your first double of the season.
Yes, it is. And now you got Kate Beachy. He's been swinging the bat better.
Comes into this game hitting .211.
Put a couple good at-bats last night. Hit the ball hard.
It's first pitch to him. He's down low from all 1-1-0.
I believe he had a double last night.
Of his eight hits, four of them have been for extra bases. He's got three doubles and a triple to his name. Ron Coglione checks on Monagle at second. Here's the 1-0. Curveball down low, ball 2-2-0.
And Cade, he likes to hit to that right side. So if the second baseman's sliding over, holding the runner at second, he'll have a nice hole on the right side.
It's a 2-0 down low now, 3-0 the count here to Beachy.
And he kind of started the at-bat with Griffin the same way, 3-0. Then he was able to get back into the zone. But, you know, you get behind in a count like that, you got to throw a strike. Makes it tough as a pitcher to not throw the ball down the middle.
It's a 3-0. That's over the plate for a strike. Now 3-1 again.
And that one looked like it was right down the middle.
Looks like Andrew Jones, the senior utility player, is now playing in left field. So here comes the 3-1 down low, ball four. So the first two are on for the Hawks here in the home half of the second.
We got a time. He's already going out to talk to the pitcher here.
And while he does that, we'll take a quick timeout and be back on WKLM.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Well, the meeting on the mound has broken up. Gives us enough time to remind you that tonight's player of the game is presented by the Buckeye Deli in the Patio, where great food meets great times. From delicious pizza and bar snacks to milkshakes and cold drinks, they've got it at the Buckeye Deli and the Patio. Caden Candle going to come to the plate.
Feels like it after that meeting. That took some time out there on the mound. I'm surprised the umpires didn't break it up sooner than that.
2-1, nobody out. Righty-lefty matchup, the pitch to him. Down low from all 1-1-0.
That's been the theme this inning. Those pitches are all missing down, and they're not even close enough to tempt the hitter to swing.
Caden Candle batting 235 now on the season. It's the 1-0 downstairs, now 2-0 the count. I believe he had a three-hit game last night against Tuskegee Valley.
Yeah, and you get a three-hit game out of your pitcher, that's a pretty good day.
So Ron Coglione comes set. Here's the 2-0. That one swung on, lifted in the air. It could be trouble. The center fielder, Kraft, dives. He can't make the catch. Monagold's going to head to third, and he'll stop there. The bases are loaded on the bloop single there by Caden Candle, and they're going to get the bullpen going out in right field.
Looks like number 10 is jogging out there. But, you know, Griffin really had to hold up because that ball was dying in front of the center fielder. You couldn't really get off the base very far. If he catches that, you don't want to get doubled off. Guess he learned a lesson from his brother last night.
Top of the order due up now. Mike Miller over one, reached on an error, came around to score. First pitch to him is swung on. That's going to be dropped again.
In the same situation.
Coming in to score is going to be Monagold, and everyone is safe. They almost got a force out at second there. That'll be another bloop single, this time an RBI for Mike Miller.
And the way those balls were hit, you know, you just couldn't really advance and go ahead and assume that he was going to not be able to make the catch. That was close at second base.
It's going to be Blake Dawes, who's out in the right field bullpen, as Colin Koblenz grounded out his first time up. First pitch to him is bounced in there, and the ball bounces up the third baseline. So Beachy has to stay at third.
And this is not a situation you want to be in as a pitcher, because you're one swing away from this game being 7-0. He gets one up in the zone. Colin's likely to put a charge in it.
Ron Coglione rocks and fires. That one swung on. Sky high center field. Kraft coming after it. This time he makes the catch. Tagging is Beachy. He will come in and score on the sacrifice fly.
Nothing wrong with that swing there. Went a little inside out. Left center gap. Got the job done.
So Beachy scores from third. Now you still have Caden Candle on second, Mike Miller on first, as that will bring up Caden Koblenz. He walked his first time up. First pitch to him is inside. No, called a strike on the inside corner, pardon me, now 0-1.
Yeah, and that's a situation there where, you know, you're, what, 2 feet away from being out of the inning. Both those balls previously hit. Center fielder was...
That one is swung on and fouled in the box. Now 0-2 the count.
Center fielder had a beat on him. He just couldn't get to him in time to make the play.
And I think those are balls that the wind was blowing in when they were hit. That might have caused them to kind of loop down and made it harder for Kraft to find them.
Yeah, definitely put a little loop in it.
So throw to second. No, a fake throw. And we'll do it again here with an 0-2 count in just a moment.
When you work the land, you know
how there's... For the pitcher, they'll throw on to first in time, and they will get Koblenz there, but the runners advance. So now, two gone, but the runners advance to second and third. Candle, the runner at third. Mike Miller at second, as that will bring up Grady Monegold. Righty-lefty matchup. Monegold 0-for-1, a strikeout looking his first time up. It's the first pitch to him outside that time. Now 1-0.
Let's see if he can help himself here, get some two out RBIs. Don't leave those guys out there.
So 1-0. That one swung on, chopped to first. Robinson will field it himself, takes it to the bag, and that will retire the side. But the Hawks will add on two more on three hits, no errors in the inning. And two are left stranded, and after two, it's a 4-0 Hawks win or lead here on WKLM.
Firestone Farm tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
First pitch there was swung on and fouled out of play by Landon Martin, the number 9 hitter. Second one was down low, but the first base umpire saying he didn't hold up his swing, so it's quickly an 0-2 count here to Landon Martin. Righty-righty matchup as the pitch. That one swung on. Line drive will be caught. It hung up there for a second, but it's caught behind the bag by Caden Candle at second. And there's one gone in the inning. Back to the top of the order now. Here's Parker Kraft to get a single his first time up. Was stranded on second base. Righty-lefty matchup. The only lefty in this Indians lineup as the pitch is swung on and missed 0-1.
Yeah, that pop-up was hit off the end of the bat. It just didn't go anywhere.
It's Monegold. Takes a look in. Now comes set. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, chopped, fair ball. Hostetler fields from behind the dish, and he will throw on to first in time, and there's two gone.
Yeah, good play by Danny there. The runner was really getting it out of the box, and Danny got up out of his crouch and made a nice play.
Well, stopping for weekly specials, along with the great selection in the deli, meat, and produce departments for a fresh arrangement of flowers, check out the Post-Pat Floral Shop. Then before you head out, sign up for a Rhodey's Rewards card at Rhodey's IGA. First pitch is inside a ball here to Brandon Miller. 0-for-1, a flyout to center field his first time up as the 1-0. That time swung on, chopped towards third. Yoder throws across the diamond in time, and that will retire this side in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. Through 2.5, it's 4-0 Hawks here on WKLM.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobrins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobrins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobrins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobrinsInsurance.com.
We move to the bottom of the third inning. It's Danny Hosteller, Logan Yoder, and Griffin Monagle due up. Danny Hosteller had a 2-RBI single his last time up. Righty-lefty matchup. Ron Coglione back out there as this one will be swung on. Another looping liner. Then this one is going to be caught in left field. A sliding catch by Andrew Jones in left center. What a play by the left fielder Jones, who came in relief.
Yeah, and you could tell the wind just knocked that ball down, and he made a good adjustment to make the play. I think anything hit in the air to left field is just going to die.
That's what it's starting to look like. As that'll bring up Logan Yoder. He struck out looking his first time up. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch to him's bounced in front 1-0. I don't know if he's intentionally trying to do this, but it kind of reminded me of Trevor Bauer in the 2016 World Series run. So 1-0, that one swung on, foul back. Now 1-1, he had that pitch that he'd throw it right in front of the plate in the dirt. He'd get so many guys to swing at that one.
Yeah, the biggest thing is to get your fastball and your curveball, get all your pitches to come from the same release point.
As that one is swung on and missed, now 1-2 the count.
He's got a decent curveball when he's able to throw it for a strike. That's what sometimes I think guys are afraid to throw it.
So that one is swung on, lifted in the air, left field, and coming in to make the catch is Jones, and there's two gone.
And you could tell, I think he was playing a little bit shallower that time. I think they're realizing that ball's not going to carry very well to left field. Even the center field is just going to get knocked down.
That'll bring up Griffin Monagle. He doubled and came around to score last inning. Ron Coglione trying to get through the order by facing the minimum for the first time as that pitch is low and away from ball one, 1-0. Is that 46 pitches now as that one's bounced in front. Now 2-0 the count. Well, don't forget tonight's player of the game presented by the Buckeye Deli in the Patio, where great food meets great times, from delicious pizza and bar snacks to milkshakes and cold drinks. They've got it to the Buckeye Deli in the Patio. The 2-0. That time he caught him on the inside corner. Now 2-1.
Pitch was down and in. Good take, though.
So 2-1. Bounced in front again. Now 3-1 the count. You've got Cade Beachy waiting on deck, who walked last inning. So 3-2. Two gone here. The base is empty. Bottom of the third. The pitch swung on, fouled, and dropped there by the catcher Martin. We'll do it at 3-2.
It's kind of interesting. Sometimes every once in a while, he'll just snap off a really good curveball.
Ron Coglione rocks and fires. That one's bounced in front, and that will be the third walk issued. Yes, third walk issued by him. And a good heads-up play there by the catcher Martin, who realized if he didn't go and get that ball, that Monagold might have been on his way to second.
That's why, you know, you get walked, you still hustle down to first base, especially on a pass ball.
First pitch to Beachy's bounced in there for ball 1-1-0, and I think it's more his fastball he's having the command issues with.
Yeah, it's early in the count. See some pitches, make him zone up.
So here comes the 1-0. Swung on and missed. Now 1-1. That one just stayed up there and had Beachy swinging underneath it.
See if Hyland can get something going here with two outs.
It's the 1-1. Low and away now, 2-1. The flag in right field now. I was going to say it was hanging limp there. Now it's blowing in towards right field again.
But the sun is shining.
The 2-1 swung on and missed, and the deuce is wild. Two balls, two strikes, and two gone. That's all we can ask for after.
Yeah, this week, this last week was brutal.
Monday and Tuesday were rainy, and we had storms again. Yesterday was nice and warm, but it's a 2-2.
Well, that game Monday, there was
inside
2 inches of ice on the field.
We had a big hail core in that storm. So now here comes the payoff pitch before it's made a throw to first, and back just ahead of the tag there is Monagold. That was close.
Yeah, you can't take your eye off the ball. Good snap throw to first.
So it's traveling time for Monagold before it's made, and now the throw gets away from the first baseman, and Monagold will move up on the E1.
And I think he knew he was going to be running on the pitch, but now you put him in scoring position.
So now 3-2 count with a runner on second and two gone. Hawks want to add one more here. So Ron Coglione kicks, fires. That one swung on, weakly hit towards short. Miller's up with it, throws across the diamond, just a step ahead of Beachy, and that will retire the side. So no runs that time on no hits, one error in the inning, and one left stranded. We move to the top of the fourth inning. It's a 4-0 lead for the Hawks here on WKLM.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Stock up for all your Mother's Day gatherings with these great savings all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have Gerber skinless boneless chicken tenders, $5.19 a pound. USDA Choice boneless New York strip steaks, $10.98 a pound. 80% lean fresh ground chuck, $3.98 a pound. We also have USDA Choice beef boneless top round roast, $4.98 a pound. USDA Select boneless cube steak, $4.99 a pound. USDA Choice boneless London broil, $4.98 a pound. Fresh pork shoulder steaks, $2.49 a pound. And Gerber's chicken bratwurst, Italian sausage for $2.99 a pound. Happy Mother's Day from Rody's IJ in Millersburg.
At Pomerine Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomerine brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomerine provider nearby. Visit PomerineHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerine Hospital, caring for our community's health.
So an 0-2 count to Aiden Robinson. He takes that one low and away. Now one ball, two strikes the count as Grady Monagold out for his fourth inning of work. There's action in the right field pen once again for the Indians. Monagold kicks, fires the 1-2, low and away. Now 2-2 the count.
Yeah, throwing two first pitch curveballs there. I guess you can't throw two first pitches, but the first two pitches were curveballs. Got him to swing over top of him. Now you got to put him away here.
It's a 1-2-2, rather. Swung on, fouled off. We'll do it again at 2-2. He caught up to that one.
That's sometimes, you know, you get ahead of a hitter and you want to throw one outside, but you want to make sure you don't get to that full count. This is a big pitch in the at-bat here. You get to that full count, the advantage goes back to the hitter.
It's the 2-2. Downstairs now, 3-2 the count. So a full count to lead off the inning for Robinson, who did a good job battling back into this.
Yep, now you got to give him a strike, something to hit, but you know this is their best hitter, so don't throw it right down the middle. Still try to hit a spot.
The payoff, swung on, fouled off. We'll do it again at a full count. Looks like we might see Blake Gause, come out for the next inning, as he's already made his way back from the bullpen. Of course, Ron Coglione started as a pitcher and the DH, so he'll continue to bat. It's the payoff. Swung on, chopper towards third. Yoder gloves, throws across the diamond in time, and there's one gone.
You came inside with a fastball. Nice pitch.
Brings up Xander Roncoglione. He walked his first time out and ended up being the final out of the inning on the fielder's choice. Righty-righty matchup here. One gone. The base is empty here. Top of the fourth inning. Hawks lead it 4-0 as that one is swung on, lifted in the air to center field. Koblenz is back, will make the catch, and there's two gone. Well, the Kilbuck Savings Bank proudly supports the local youth and hopes you all knock it out of the park as they celebrate 125 years of serving the community. That'll bring up Layden Stanich-Heron. He is 0-for-1, hitting to a fielder's choice his first time up. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch, curveball in there for strike one. Didn't look like Stanich-Heron was taking that bat off his shoulder on whatever he saw there.
And sometimes as a hitter, you just need to see a pitch or two.
The 0-1 swung on and missed on a curveball out in front of the plate. Now 0-2.
He's got a really good curveball going tonight.
So an 0-2 count. It's Monigold takes a look in. Now comes set. Here's the 0-2. Swung on, chopped towards third and foul. We'll do it again at 0-2. Well, Highland's back in action tomorrow. We won't have it for you here on the radio, but they're going to do a JV varsity doubleheader, and Tri-Valley's making their way back up for it.
Yes, they are, and that's a good team.
It's the 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. We'll tell you more about what's going on here at Highland tomorrow in the next inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left. We move to the bottom of the fourth, 4-0 Hawks here on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Corey with Burgett Insurance. If you can't remember the last time you've reviewed your insurance policies, you're not alone. Burgett Insurance and Buckeye Insurance Group work together to make sure you are properly covered. Call the friendly, knowledgeable staff of Burgett Insurance at 330-276-3791. We provide service that exceeds expectations and coverage that meets your needs. Buckeye Insurance Group and Burgett Insurance, working together to protect you.
Attention Knights Nation, this is Noah Clark with Clark Fowler Electric. As a proud sponsor of West Home Sports from T-ball all the way through high school, Clark Fowler Electric Motors and Supplies is on top of the game. With almost three decades as the area's leading provider in parts, repairs, and service, Clark Fowler is a team that you can count on. If you've had a breakdown, we'll get you back up and running and get you back into the game. Visit ClarkFowlerElectric.com for more details and information and all your electric motor needs. Go Knights!
Coglione's day on the mound is done as Blake Gause will come in to work the bottom of the fourth inning. He is making his third appearance all in relief. He's worked two innings so far, no decisions. He's given up one run. It was earned on four hits. He's walked two, struck out three, hit one batter, and he has an ERA of 3.50. And he will be facing off against the number 9 hitter in Caden Candle, who's 1-for-1 with a single. First pitch to him, swung on and fouled out of play, 0-1. Ron Coglione goes 3 innings, giving up 4 runs, 3 earned on 4 hits, while striking out 2 and walking 3. He did not hit a batter. He's on the hook for the loss in this one. As Gauze kicks, fires, that one swung on, hit towards Stanich Heron at second, and it gets past him into right field. So a leadoff single for Caden Candle. He's 2-for-2 today.
Yeah, that ball just stayed down on the turf. There was no hop. Don't see that too often on turf.
You have to hit it pretty true not to get that hop.
Yes, you do. But Highland's got the leadoff guy on base. Let's see if they can make something happen this inning.
Top of the order now. Here's Mike Miller, 1-for-2 with an RBI single. He also reached on an error and scored a run. Takes the first pitch of ball, 1-0. So the next one's outside now, 2-0 the count. Doesn't look like we had any other changes for the Indians.
Kanan Candle's got a decent lead over there at first base.
It's a 2-0. Must have been inside there. It was awfully close, but now it's a 3-0 count.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that was inside. It had to be inside. Looked like a pretty good pitch, though.
It's a 3-0. Down low. Oh, called a strike. I thought that one hit the turf.
Yeah, I was a little delayed. Maybe he's making up for the previous pitch.
Yeah, that one's right in front of the umpire. We couldn't see exactly where it went over the plate. As there's ball 4. He did not go around. So they call that one inside. And a single and a walk will put 2 on. And nobody out for Colin Koblenz. 0-for-1, a ground out and a sac fly. Righty-lefty matchup here. As Gauze takes a look at second. Now fires. That one swung on, lifted in the air left field. Jones now coming in. He comes in and makes the catch, and there's one gone.
Yeah, I don't think there's many routine fly balls today.
So one gone now for Caden Koblenz, who's walked and grounded out to the pitcher. Well, don't forget, if you get into a collision, make your first call to Finish Line Auto Body, where they have experts in collision repair, and they'll even help with up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call at 674-1483. Righty-righty matchup, one gone, 2 on. Here's the pitch. Get me over curveball for strike 1.
Yeah, Highland's going to have to take the approach of hitting that ball to the opposite field. He's got not quite as much velocity on his pitches here.
It's the 0-1 curveball inside. Now 1-1 the count. And there is a big gap in right center field.
Yeah, if he hits that gap, he's going to be running for a while.
I'm saying that might be a 30, 40-yard gap out there in right center as that one gets outside. Now 2-0 the count.
Now he's moving back over towards center a little bit, as you said that.
It's probably got a...
But it's still a really big gap.
It's got a Walkman out there.
I don't know.
Listening.
That might be.
Now 3-1. He probably doesn't know what a Walkman is.
No. That's old school. I bet that's a 50 to 60-yard gap. That's huge.
So here comes the 3-1. There's strike 2, called at the knees. Now 3-2. It's like a telling a story about a fish you caught. It gets bigger every time we talk about it.
Yeah. Yep. If he stays on that outside corner, Caden can drive it that way.
It's a payoff. It almost hit him. It doesn't matter. It's ball 4, and the bases are loaded. 2 walks given up in the inning by Gauze. Now Candle's at third, Miller's at second, and Koblenz at first for Grady Monegold, who's 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a ground out to first. He'll bat left-handed.
and need a quality at bat here. He can break this one open, help himself.
And now the big gaps in left center as that one is swung on and hit a ton. Deep right field. This ball is off the bottom of the fence. Coming in to score is Candle. Right behind him is Miller. Rounding third and coming for home is Koblenz. The slide. The tag is not in time. And it's a bases clearing RBI triple for Grady Monegold.
Well, you put together good at bat, one pitch, and drive it to the fence. And I think if the wind's not blowing like it is, that one's probably out of here.
I thought it was out of here anyway.
I think he did too, but that wind is just killing the ball. Put a charge into it.
Makes it 7-0. A runner in scoring position now for Danny Hostel, who already has an RBI double today.
So much for taking the ball up the middle left side. Let's see if Danny does it.
Righty-lefty matchup, one on, one down, the pitch two, and that one swung on and fouled out of play, 0-1.
Nobody's listening tonight. We're all just trying to hit bombs.
That's a good hit if you're playing cricket.
Right.
It's the 0-1. That one swung on line drive, caught it, third. No one's covering the bag at second, so Monegold gets back.
Hit it hard.
Great catch by Josh Smith at third base.
You know, one of my favorite sayings is you got to hit it where they ain't. He hit that one right into his glove.
So now two down.
I tell you what, all walk-up songs are spot on. Come get your love. Don't go chasing waterfalls. These guys are old school.
That one swung on and missed there by Logan Yoder.
Doesn't it get you pumped up? You know, don't go chasing waterfalls.
Not a good walk-up song. Great playlist. I'm sure the guys have it for the bus rides, right?
Right.
The 0-1 swung on, fouled back. We'll do it now at 0-2. So it's a 7-0 lead now for the Hawks here in the bottom of the fourth inning. They brought in three this inning. I'm sure Coach Degas would love to see Monegold come in from second here as the 0-2, well outside. Good backhanded snag there by Martin.
Tried to corner and missed by about 2 feet. But catcher did a good job. Kept that runner at second base.
The 1-2 swung on,
coming at us.
Up and out of play. Do it again at 1-2. Good thing Aiden from Koblenz from Claxon isn't here today because he usually parks his truck back there to unload equipment.
Well, I was waiting on that ball to hit the roof. It just didn't happen. See if Logan can do a job here. Be willing to take that ball to the right side. Try not to pull it.
The 1-2. Swung on, ground ball, fair past the bag at third. Rounding third is Monegold. He will score easily on his way to second with an RBI double is Logan Yoder, and it's 8-0.
See, hit it up the middle. We'll pull it down the line for a double. That works.
Especially with how far Jones is playing off the line in left field, and that'll bring up now Griffin Monegold. He's doubled and walked today.
Hey, another RBI out there. Have a quality at bat. That's one thing you got to stay disciplined. Got a big lead, but.
So he'll send that one up the middle, and the shortstop eats it up, throws on to first in time, and that will retire the side. But the Hawks bring in four more runs, and they now lead it 8-0 here on WKLM.
At Wayne Door, we are your trusted partner in helping you build your dream home with quality technicians who pay attention to every detail so you won't have to pay costly future repairs. At Wayne Door, we only install high-quality products to protect your family for generations to come. We have your whole house covered with garage doors, windows, and more. So choose the team at Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973. Visit WayneDoor.com for a free quote today.
Buckeye Career Center is now accepting full-time adult education applications for next school year. We offer 10 full-time adult programs, including cosmetology, aesthetics, dental assisting, HVACR, heavy equipment CDLA operator, law enforcement training academy, medical assisting, medical office support, utility line worker, and welding technology, with nearly all courses completed in only 9 months. Grants and financial aid are available for those who qualify. Don't wait. Take control of your future today. Apply now at BuckeyeCareerCenter.com.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Say 2-2 count to Josh Smith, who struck out swinging his first time up as Grady Monagold back out there for inning number 5. Hawks lead it 8-0 as the pitch is inside. That'll run the count full. John, I think you might have just jinxed him.
Yep. Well, I said he hadn't had a runner since the first inning, but one pitch here. Got to throw a strike.
It's the payoff. Called strike 3 on the outside corner.
Looked like it may have been a slider.
There's one gone here in the inning. And Smith was not happy about that call.
Now, I know a lot of our listeners, you know, we are very fortunate to be able to do these games on the radio and do the live stream. But I highly encourage, if you can make it out to the game tomorrow night, that's going to be a great environment against a really good baseball team.
Curveball's inside that time to Sean Ritchie, who's 0 for 1, a fly out to center, and it's a 1-0 count. You know, while you're out here, Fine Arts Festival going on tomorrow as well.
Yes, it is.
See, 1-0 downstairs, now 2-0. I was talking with Principal Tyler Renner today, and really that Fine Arts Festival is like the state championship game for some of those kids that aren't athletes, but they excel in the arts as the 2-0.
And they are talented. And as I teach down at Wise Middle School, some of the kids have their artwork up there, and you know, there's a lot of.
And they really appreciate it when anyone comes out to take a look at what they've done. That one runs low now, 3 balls and a strike to count.
There's a lot of talent in this school district, and it's more than just on the athletic field.
So 3 balls and a strike. Monagold kicks and fires. That one swung on, found back, and we'll do it now at 3-2. So definitely, if you don't have anything to do and you're making your way through the east side of the county tomorrow, stop by here at Highland. You'll get to see a great baseball game. Well, 2 great baseball games. You'll have the JV game ahead of time. Then you can also stop by the Fine Arts Festival and see all the talents that this school system offers. As the payoff, swung on, lifted high in the air, medium deep center field. Koblenz moves to his right, makes the catch, and there's 2 gone.
Yeah, that's going to be a good game tomorrow night. Every time we play Tri-Valley, I think it's been a 1 or 2 run game. And earlier this year, it was frigid. It was cold the night that they showed up, and it was a 2-0 ball game.
It's like we've got a pinch hitter here. Not a pinch hitter, but there's a, I'm not sure where that one missed. Must have been high. So 1-0 count for Andrew Jones, who came in to left field in the second inning of this game. That one's fouled back now, 1-1. Made a few great catches in left field.
And the Highland JV game's in the fifth inning. They're winning 15-3.
That one runs wide now, 2 balls and 1 strike to count.
And last night against Tusky Valley, I guess they put up 28 runs. That's a lot of runs.
Especially in a JV game.
Yes.
Here comes the 2-1 outside, now 3-1. Well, whether you need tires, farm tires and service, fully equipped auto service, or semi-truck tires, stop by Millersburg Tire Service on State Route 39 in Millersburg or at MillersburgTireService.com. As there's ball 4 low and inside.
See, I had to go and say it. I'll take the blame.
First base runner since the first inning, and that's the second walk issued by Monagold. He was kind of going through his motions there on the mound, trying to get through that. So that'll bring up Landon Martin, the catcher, lined out to second his first time up.
Decent lead at first base, but he does not want to get off too far.
It's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, foul down the first baseline. We'll do it now at 0-1. So don't forget, Keim Home Center is your home building and woodworking destination, along with lumber, building materials, and quality millwork. Visit them on the web at keimhome.com. It's Monogold set, the 0-1. Caught the outside corner quickly, 0-2 the count now to Landon Martin.
See if he stays in the zone here, tries to go off the plate. At this point, you're up 8-0, throw strikes.
It's the 0-2. Down low now, 1-2. That curveball has been doing wonders for him today. Maybe he goes back to that. Maybe he sees the high heat this time.
He's got some options here.
So 1-2. Swing and a miss. He'll throw down to first, and it doesn't matter. It's a strikeout, and that will retire the side.
Griffin, I think, was caught a little off guard. That was the third out, but, hey, Danny didn't take any chances. Thought he had a chance and threw it down there.
No runs, no hits, no errors. One left. We move to the bottom of the fifth inning. 8-0, the Hawks lead it here on WKLM.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today. Home Siding
Contractors. Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Well, Andre Yoder's going to pinch hit here to start the bottom of the fifth inning as the Hawks lead it 8-0. So Yoder on the season, a .250 hitter. He's 1-for-4, scored once, driven in two. Looking to keep this, get a hit here in the bottom of the fifth. We've got two defensive changes for the Indians. Alex Mancini is going to come in and play at first base. Meanwhile, Gabe Donenworth has entered the game in center field. Everyone else is staying the same for Northwest here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Well, the Kilbuck Savings Bank proudly supports the local youth and hopes you all knock it out of the park, celebrating 125 years of serving the community. There's a curveball on the inside corner for strike one to Yoder. So an 0-1 count here as Blake Gauss out for his second inning of work fires. That one swung on and ripped to left field over the head of the left fielder Jones. And all the way to the wall, Yoder hits first. He's on his way to second. The relay throw is not going to get there in time. And it's a stand-up double for Andre Yoder, his first extra base hit of the season.
Put a real nice swing on it. Plugged the gap.
So now we'll have another pinch hitter here. Is that Wagler?
Yes, it is.
Isaiah Wagler. In the bottom of the fifth inning, we'll come to the plate. Wagler on the season, hitting .231. He's 3-for-13, two runs. He's driven in five, and he has a 1-0 count now. He hit a home run. Who was that home run against? Was that
Ridgewood, down at Ridgewood.
It's a 1-0. That one swung on into left field. That drops for a base hit. Yoder hits third and gets the stop sign, and that'll put the game-ending run at first. And now the ball gets away from the catcher, Martin, there, and it'll put him in scoring position at second base. So Wagler moves up on the throw home. Yoder's at third. Well, it's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Holmes Ready Mix offers ready-mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready-mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That one's lifted in the air. That'll drop behind the bag at second. Scoring is going to be Yoder. Wagler comes in, and that's the ball game, folks. A walk-off hit for, I didn't even see who that was.
That was Ben Hostetler.
Ben Hostetler, before I could even get his number, gets the walk-off 2-RBI double to end the ball game here in the fifth inning. We'll go ahead, and before we take you to the post-game show, remind you that today's player of the game is presented by the Buckeye Deli and the Patio, where great food meets great times. From delicious pizza and bar snacks to milkshakes and cold drinks, they've got it in the Buckeye Deli and the Patio. The post-game show is next on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
In the rolling hills of Holmes County, we tend to do things a bit differently. At Kime, we're in the business of uncommon experiences, and we're here to care for your project like we care for our own. We believe that quality matters and want to help you get it right the first time, because your project deserves it. So visit Kime Home Center, your source and destination for all things home, building, and woodworking. Kime, built on trust since 1911.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, and the comforts of home are all gone. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. And now, for a limited time, get a free, complete 7-year warranty with purchase. That's a $735 value, absolutely free. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Don't miss out on the free 7-year warranty, so call today or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester, or online at HummelGRP.com.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
When you work the land, you know, out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, Think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon in the old-fashioned smokehouse, uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. Stop in and see all the products that they offer. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Freak Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Freak Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Freak Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Hawks pick up win number 17 of the season in this ball game by the final score of 10-0 over Northwest. It's our play of the game is presented by Kaufman Realty and Auction. Your complete real estate and auction service is their website at kaufmanrealty.com or call 1-888-852-4111. And John, I think we're going to give that one to Ben Hosteller. He gets the 2-RBI single to end the ball game to get the 10-run rule win. Good hit on that one coming off the bench, and he's going to have our play of the game today.
Yeah, he hasn't had too many at-bats this season, but the ones that he's gotten, he's made the most of them. I know he had two big hits in that game at Garraway that we're going to finish Saturday morning at 10 a.m., so congrats, Ben.
Okay, we'll stay tuned. The post-game show comes up next here on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrens Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Stop in for the BOGO sale all this week at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have Classico Pasta Sauce, Original Cheerio Cereal, Kemp's Frozen Yogurt, Halo Top Ice Cream, 2-count Triple Roll Brawny Paper Towels, 4-count Mega Roll Quilted Northern Bath Tissue, and 2-count Handy Foil Cake Pans. All buy one, get one free. Plus, we have John Morrell Franks, Smithfield Prime Lunch Meat, Armor Meatballs, Brown Sugar Honey or Original Hatfield Ham Steak, Star Kiss Tuna, and Philly Gourmet Beef Steaks. All buy one, get one free. Happy Mother's Day from Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
At Pomeranian Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomeranian brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tusk Ross, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomeranian provider nearby. Visit PomeranianHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomeranian Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit CSB1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
This is Jeff Allison at Burgett Insurance. I have partnered with Buckeye Insurance Group to provide our customers with insurance coverage at competitive rates, backed by outstanding service. If you would like a no-obligation review of your farm, home, or auto insurance, see me, Jeff Allison at Burgett Insurance. Buckeye Insurance Group and Burgett Insurance, working together to protect you.
Attention Knights Nation, this is Noah Clark with Clark Fowler Electric. As a proud sponsor of West Holmes sports from T-ball all the way through high school, Clark Fowler Electric Motors and Supplies is on top of the game. With almost three decades as the area's leading provider in parts, repairs, and service, Clark Fowler is a team that you can count on. If you've had a breakdown, we'll get you back up and running and get you back into the game. Visit ClarkFowlerElectric.com for more details and information and all your electric motor needs. Go Knights!
Wayne Door, we are your trusted partner in helping you build your dream home with quality technicians who pay attention to every detail so you won't have to pay costly future repairs. At Wayne Door, we only install high-quality products to protect your family for generations to come. We have your whole house covered with garage doors, windows, and more. So choose the team at Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973. Visit WayneDoor.com for a free quote today.
Buckeye Career Center Adult Education can help you discover your passion and prepare for your future. In addition to our 9 full-time adult programs and endless part-time and career enhancement courses, we also offer the Adult Diploma Program for free. ADP is open to Ohio residents 20 or older who would like to obtain a high school diploma, career technical certificate, and industry-recognized credential. Eligible programs include auto tech, nail tech, phlebotomy, STNA, firefighter, and welding. Call 330-339-2288. To register,
call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Highland wins by the final score of 10-0 in 4.5 innings. Jake Seidel, John Monigold with you to wrap this one up. Hawks would take a lead in the bottom of the first and not look back. thanks to an RBI, two RBI single from Danny Hosteller. They'd lead 4-0 in the bottom of the second, thanks to an RBI single by Mike Miller and an RBI sack fly by Colin Koblenz. They'd add 4 in the bottom of the fourth inning, thanks to an RBI double by Logan Yoder and an RBI, a 3-RBI double from Grady Monagold. And the final RBI hit of the ball game comes from pinch hitter Ben Hostetler in the bottom of the fifth inning. That scored the 2 runs needed to end the ball game, and the Hawks win it by the final score of 10-0. We'll go through the lines after this from Pomeran Hospital.
At Pomeran Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomeran brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomeran provider nearby. Visit PomeranHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomeran Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Grady Monagold gets the win in this one. He goes 5 innings of one-hit baseball, giving up no runs on one hit, striking out 4, walking 2. He was called for a balk early in that ball game when he moves to 3-0. Xander Roncaglione will take the loss. He goes 3 innings, giving up 4 runs, 3 earned on 4 hits, striking out 2 and walking 3. Blake Gause comes in and works an inning plus of relief, giving up 6 runs, all earned on 6 hits. Didn't strike out a batter. He walked 2. So Monagold moves to 3-0 on the season. Roncaglione drops to 0-3. No save in this one. It took an hour and 12 minutes to play this ball game. The Hawks, with the win, move to 17-0 on the season. Meanwhile, Northwest record will drop to 6-13. For the Hawks, 10 runs, 9 earned on 10 hits, no errors, they strand 5. And for the Indians, no runs on 1 hit, 2 errors, they strand 2. We'll tell you who our player of the game is after this from Pomeran Hospital.
At Pomeran Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomeran brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomeran provider nearby. Visit PomeranHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomeran Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Tonight's player of the game is presented by the Buckeye Deli and the Patio, where great food meets great times, from delicious pizza and bar snacks to milkshakes and cold drinks. Congratulations to Grady Monagold on being our Buckeye Deli and the Patio player of the game. He's going to receive a gift certificate for 1 large 3-topping pizza from the Buckeye Deli and the Patio in Nashville. He went 5 innings again today, gave up only 1 hit while striking out 4, moving to 3-0. He also drove in 3 runs and scored a run today on a 3-RBI triple back in the fourth inning. And just a great game for him today.
Yeah, he definitely got in a rhythm on the mound after that first inning. And, you know, with the bases loaded, came through with a big swing. So, you know, you could tell Northwest was a little overmatched today.
And that's going to just about do it for us today. Again, Hawks improved to 17-0. That's huge. Tournament draw is on Sunday, so we'll have some semblance of what the tournament's going to look like on Monday.
Yeah, and like we said, hey, tomorrow is going to be a really good game. If you got a chance to come out to the Lehman Field and watch a game and take in the Fine Arts Festival, there's a lot of things to do, so hope to see everybody here.
Okay, well, any final thoughts from you?
Nope.
Okay, well, John, always great to work with you.
My pleasure.
Also, thank you to Blaze and Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central, pushing all the buttons, making sure you hear us here on FM 95.3 and around the world on WKLMFM.com. One more time, the final score in this one. Hawks win it 10-0 in 5 innings. For Blaze and Mullins and John Monagold, I'm Jake Seidel, signing off, reminding you to stay safe and healthy. And we'll see you tomorrow here on WKLM. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.